What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me as always is Red. Red, how is it going?
What's going on, Brandon?
Ah, oh, fucking nothing, dude. I feel great. Be sure to follow us on Twitter over at Shitty Song Pod and leave us a voicemail over at 910-370-1604 for all your song suggestions and reviews. And be sure to check out our Patreon page over at patreon.com/SSOTW. Sign up, become a glutton for punishment to get access to bonus content every single month. Today, I've been excited about this. We are diving back into the world of country music.
Oh, yeah, man. We ain't done a country episode in a hot minute. I don't know what you got, dude, but what I got's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know my knowledge on country music ain't great, and I'm not a big fan of much of it. So me saying a country song is shit is not really saying much, but I'm really not a big fan of the pretentiousness and the arrogance that the song that I've got has in it. So I'm really looking forward to bringing this shit heap to you. And it's short. I'm saving you all by bringing a short song to the show this time.
Yeah, I'm not. Unfortunately.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, you might be familiar with this group, Red. You know, you're a little more knowledgeable when it comes to this genre.
Yeah.
They seem to be a fairly big group, though. They go by the name of Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, dude, come on. Oh, my God. I have a somewhat of a history with Florida Georgia Line, funny enough.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Yeah, just a little quick snippet of information here. Like the show that I used to do with my good buddy Paycheck, the Paycheck and Red podcast. Florida Georgia Line is actually how I became friends with Paycheck.
Okay.
We met through the beard community, going to beard competitions and hanging out in other people's garages and basements and shit, going to different states and stuff. And we became really good friends, and we became really good friends with a lot of other different people. So we decided to start this best friends Facebook chat group thing, like a messenger or whatever. And we got into a heated argument over what good country music was. And he swore up and down that Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan and the Jason Aldean and all that shit was good country music. And me and him got into a one-on-one, like, keyboard warrior argument on the internet about it. And then, like, we were going to kick one another's ass the next time we seen one another. And we held on to this animosity the entire time. And the next time we seen one another at a different beard competition, we got drunk, got high, you know what I mean? Like, hung out shit and forgot all about it, and we've been best friends ever since. So yeah, fuck Florida Georgia Line, dude.
I was gonna say, allow me to rekindle
and your Paycheck if you're listening. Paycheck if you're listening, fuck Florida Georgia Line again. Okay. Fuck them.
Well, allow me to rekindle your hatred of this fucking band. I didn't dive deep into them, and I didn't have to go far for this fucking thing. And it's a new song. It's about 6 months old or so, give or take. At least that's when the release of this video came out for it. The name of this song is called Long Live.
Never heard it.
Okay, great. So Long Live is one of these preachy sort of let's raise a glass toast kind of songs. You know what I mean? Where it's like we're going to thank God for all the farmers and all the hard workers and all the blue collar people that helped make this country of ours great and all this shit. It's so fucking pandering and stupid, and these lyrics are retarded and repetitive. Like, it's crazy because this is wrapped up in a trickster kind of a format where the music isn't 100% terrible as far as country music goes. It's not bad.
Right.
It's everything else about this song that's fucking retarded.
Dude, this could not have been the most perfect episode ever. like who I have is pretty much that. It's obviously not the same artist, but It's this dude. I'm telling you what, I was getting ready to say all that when I introduced my shit. So yeah, rave on, dude.
Damn it. Fantastic. Let's just dive into this shit heap. Here we go.
Going down around these pickup trucks. Yeah, it's Coke cans and Dixie cups. Just out here doing what we've always done.
Alright, so if you haven't figured out by the first 30 seconds of this song, it's going to be nothing but a bunch of standard stereotypical country references. You know, you got to mention pickup trucks and cans of cold beer and girls in you know, mini skirts and all this shit. And then it's going to go into this, let's thank everybody for all their bullshit. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, fuck you, Brandon. Okay. Just the way, just the cadence of this fucking song makes me grit my teeth. This mother, I can't stand this kind of country music right here.
Okay, good. See, I was genuinely worried that I was bringing a good country song and not realizing it. So thank you.
Oh, no, dude, this is not good country. Absolutely not. This is the opposite of good country.
Oh, goddamn.
This is the shit. This is the shit. This is the shit that the dudes that wear the Affliction t-shirts and the fucking embellished buckle jeans and the fuck, yeah, fuck, the dude's named Kyle that drank fucking Monster and punched sheetrock. This is the kind of shit that they listen to. Fuck this shit right here. Okay. Fuck it.
So this is more douche country.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, let's dive into the hook of this thing. This is the catchiest part. This is going to be the bit that might stick with you, maybe. Like, it's supposed to, you know what I mean? Like, the chorus is the one thing that you usually take away from a song, you know? It's the line that sticks with you. This is hard for me to get into. And again, it's just a bunch of fucking pandering bullshit. So here we go.
I swear to God, if I wind up singing this fucking song in my head an hour from now, and we're recording it like 10:30 at night right now, I will fucking call you and wake you up and fucking play this song in your goddamn ear in your phone until you get it in your head.
Dude, it's been here for a couple weeks now, so you're already too late.
Oh, God, dude. Fuck, I hate this shit so bad.
All right, so, you know, the name of the song is Long Live. Long live what? Let's find out.
All the small towners, sun up the sundowners, that old school haggard and hang. Long live long neck bottles and wide open throttles and old dirt roads with no name. Long live them country girls, long legs and cut up jeans. Long live this way of life, long live nights like these. Long live, long live, long live, long live nights like these.
Assholes who think that the genre of music that you listen to is ultimately the lifestyle that you lead is fucking retarded. It's not just country music that does this. There's tons of genres of music out there where people, they think that they're living this lifestyle, that they're living the jam band lifestyle because they fucking do drop acid and listen to the Grateful Dead, or they live the country lifestyle because they like girls in cut-up jeans and long legs and they drink beer and pickup trucks and shit. Like, fuck you and your pretentious bullshit.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous how much pandering goes on in new country music. I mean, pandering is a widespread thing. It covers all genres, but I think it's really, really prominent and real straightforward in new bro country or pop country, where the fuck these people are calling it these days. It's almost like, you know, and you, these songwriters write these songs to make music, to make money. You know what I mean? That's what they're in it for. But some of these motherfuckers are so goddamn straightforward with it, like in your face, that they might as well name the song Pandering. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this caters to every motherfucker out there that drinks beer. Hell yeah, I drink beer. Damn right, it's a good song. My pickup truck. You goddamn right, I got a pickup truck. Fuck yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
You know, cut up jeans and the whole nine yards. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
This song is a country music ad lib. where it's they literally just have like 10 or 12 things that they want to pepper in to this song to let you know that it is a country song about country living. It's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, dude, this shit right here irritates the fuck out of me.
Well, we're only a minute into it, so.
Fuck.
All right, here's more. God damn you. I'm so glad that this is a shit song.
Long near the Walmart parking lot.
What?
Oh, yeah. In case,
wait a minute. In case, motherfucker said long live the Walmart.
Yeah, as long in case you missed that quick drop name drop there, here we go.
Long live the Walmart parking lot.
Long live the Walmart parking lot.
Yep.
Motherfucker. You see what I'm saying, dude? You might as well throw Dollar General in there too.
Oh, I'm sure it comes up. And what is so like? Sure, Walmart. Mention Walmart. Why not? As you're throwing everything else into this song. Mention Walmart. Why the parking lot? What is so country about the Walmart parking lot? That's
where all the redneck kids hang out, man.
Is it redneck tailgating? Like what are we talking about here?
All right. So in the town that I came from, down south in South Carolina, okay, the high school kids would gather in their big fucking jacked up yee-yee trucks that their mom and daddy bought them. They would gather up in the fucking Walmart, in the back of Walmart parking lot, and they would hang out and vape and fucking, you know, hang out with the girls and shit that they had or whatever. And it was just a thing. Like, you just went to Walmart parking lot and hung out, and you're fucking, they tailgated at Walmart parking lot. They fucking hang out and bullshit for hours until, you know, their curfew was or whatever.
Oh, that's fantastic. Another edition of Hicks Story Time with Red.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of embarrassed that I know that, actually.
Oh, shit.
Turn into the midnight party spot. Long live hard work when it pays off. And living it up on these days off. Long live all the small town or son of.
It's a country version of Everybody's Working for the Weekend.
Yeah, dude, this is the oh man, I think the song that you have and the song that I have are like neck and neck with the fucking epitome of pandering. Like, it's ridiculous how close this was tonight. No shit.
Fantastic. Well, you know, pay attention, because after this chorus comes up, there's a sick guitar solo that shows up. So
Oh yeah, a sick guitar solo.
Yeah, prepare for it. Faces are about to melt.
Oh my god.
The Sundowners, that old school Haggard and Hay. Long live long neck bottles and wide open throttles and old dirt roads with no name. Long live them country girls, long legs and cut up jeans. Long live this way of life, long live nights like these. Long live, long live, long live, long live nights like
okay, so I'm not even bullshitting you, Red. That guitar solo is the only part of this song I genuinely like. It came on, and the riffs themselves aren't bad. And I was like, wow, I'm actually getting into this. This song might, you know, I was on the fence about it. It might still be a decent song. And then it cuts away so abruptly, and the guy starts singing again. That guitar solo was decent for 3 seconds, and then it was gone. What the fuck is that?
No, it wasn't, dude. Nothing about this fucking song is good. Have I said fuck you lately for bringing this? Oh, yeah, dude, nothing about this is fucking good. I don't give a fuck if it's the greatest goddamn guitar solo to ever put down on fucking vinyl.
I'm not saying it's an amazing solo. I mean, the face melting shit's a joke, whatever. But, you know, as far as the song goes, it wasn't terrible. It had the potential to lift it up and turn it around at least a little bit. And the only shining part to this song lasted for about 3 to 5 seconds before they said, that's enough of that. We got to get back to the pandering bullshit.
You know what the best part of this song is, Brandon?
I'm going to guess it's the next 30 seconds or so, and it ends.
The ending, yeah. The ending.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, well, we're almost there, so let's just drag on through it.
Oh, my God.
Only made 40 days, all them passing round,
sun up, the sundowners, that old school Haggard and Hank. Long live long neck bottles, wide open throttles, and old dirt roads with no name. Long live them country girls, long legs and cut up jeans. Long live this way of life, long live nights like these. Long live, long live, long live, long live nights like these.
Let me tell you something, Brandon. You know what pisses me off about this fucking song the most?
Do tell.
I mean, it's the pandering, of course, and how blatant it is. But these motherfuckers have no... Okay. They wouldn't know country. They wouldn't know country if it jumped up and smacked them in the fucking face. Okay? Have you ever seen these dudes?
I haven't.
They look like... They dress like fucking girls. They wear skinny jeans and fucking sharp toed ass cowboy boots and fucking Gucci denim shirts. And it's fucking ridiculous. These guys aren't country at all. The farthest fucking thing from country. They don't know the first fucking thing about Haggard or Hank. They don't know the first goddamn thing about dirt roads or any of that shit. Well, that's, oh my God, dude, you have no idea how bad that fucking song just pissed me off. Holy shit.
Red, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I thought I was going to piss you off tonight for a completely different reason. I thought it was going to be because I brought a great song. So I'm glad that this turned out this way.
No, this is not a great song. Hell
no. Today's show is brought to you by the folks over at Silk City Hot Sauce. Now, if you guys are like me, you are looking for some serious heat with your food, but you're tired of going to the store and finding the average run-of-the-mill bullshit hot sauces that are really just watered-down vinegar and a fucking waste of your time. Well, Silk City Hot Sauce is the place to go.
Dude, this is not your average, everyday Tabasco sauce. I'm eating some of it right now, actually, and I'm fucking on fire right now, dude. I have put this shit on just about everything that I eat except for cereal, I believe. It goes good with everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's made with freshly locally sourced ingredients coming out of a small town in Vermont. You can't go wrong with this. This isn't some corporate hot sauce bullshit. These are people who take pride in each and every single bottle that they make and put out there to you. And, you know, with flavors like Badass Jew and Good Morning Jonestown, I mean, you can't really go wrong.
Oh, yeah. The ones I got, dude. I love the labels on these, too, by the way. They got really creative with the labels on these.
Yes.
I've got Bobby Biggs Chipotle, made with maple syrup, actually. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of Chipotle flavoring. You know what I mean? But the Chipotle is what I use the most when I'm eating. Like, I put it on eggs. I've put it on fucking steak and chicken and all kind of shit. And the Chipotle seems to be my go-to when I use it for everything that I put it on. And I haven't even, like, I haven't knocked off, like, cereal. I even might try it on cereal one day. I haven't, like, you know, I gotta build up the courage to it, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I put this stuff on everything, and breakfast food, it seems to be my absolute favorite to go with this. Like, my favorite is called Slurp, and it's peach, honey, and spicy habanero peppers. And it is so fucking, like, I like a good sweet-to-heat sauce. It starts out incredibly delicious and sweet, and it goes good on the tongue, and the heat's not there. It takes about 15 to 20 seconds to kick in, but then, holy shit, it's a fucking fire in your mouth.
All of these sauces are creepers, man. I don't understand how they work that out to slow burn all these hot sauces, but the other one that I have, the Ghost Whisper, I've eaten hot sauces in my time, okay? I've eaten sauces I had to sign a waiver to eat. Ghost Whisper is probably the third hottest hot sauce I've ever eaten my entire life. It's fucking hot, dude. But when it's done burning, the after effect, that the taste, the flavor, it lasts for a while. Like, I get done eating and I go sit down in my recliner and kick my feet back and I burp one good time, I'm still tasting hot sauce, man. Like, it's some of the best flavored hot sauce I think I've ever eaten, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No. And if you guys want a couple bottles for yourself to try, you can go to SilkCityHotSauce.com and use that promo code MUSIC at checkout, and you're going to get 15% off on your next purchase. Guys, you can't go wrong with this. What the fuck are you waiting for? Go to SilkCityHotSauce.com today.
Get that hot sauce. Get that burn for your butthole.
And now, back to the show.
Hell no. Oh, my God. All right. Well, let's get that one. Oh, you're done now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I can play it again if you want.
No. I'm good. So I've been holding on to this one for a hot minute, Brandon. And it's funny that it worked out this way because these two songs are just about cut from the same fucking cloth. Okay. I found this fucking song. We might as well say last New Year's Eve, this past one, this dude played, you know how like they do the ball drop thing and they have musicians and artists that play in between commercials and the, you know, the bullshit or whatever.
Yep.
This dude was one of them. Okay. I've never heard of this dude before then, and I haven't heard anything out of him since. I don't listen to, you know, new country radio stations anyway, but I haven't even heard anything anywhere out of this dude. Best I can tell, he's had a couple albums out that didn't really hit a whole lot. Like, he's been on like these weird no-name record labels and all this shit. I think I didn't do too much research, and I might be lying. So whoever's listening, if you want to correct me on fucking Twitter or whatever, that's fine. I think he came from American Idol. The dude's name is Jimmy Allen.
I'm gonna say, if you brought Bo fucking Bice to the show.
No, dude. What? No. I don't think he won or anything like that. I just think he was one of like the runners up or whatever.
Okay.
But he started a music career, and he's a black dude. When that doesn't matter. This guy sounds white as the driven snow, but he's a black dude. And this song is one of those pandering songs where it's like motivational pandering, if that makes sense.
Oh, no.
It panders to your emotions, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, it's uplifting and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So I don't know a whole lot about this song. I do know that the music is decent, like you said, like just like yours was. It's decent for country music. You know, if it was an instrumental, it wouldn't be that bad. You know, but it's just the whole lyrics and what it is and what it's about and the fucking pandering and the shit. It's just weird. And as soon as I heard this motherfucker play this song on the New Year's Eve ball dropping thing last year, I was like, I immediately went and found it on YouTube and saved it. And I've had it for that fucking long, and I finally get to use it. So,
oh, fantastic. Let's dive into it.
Oh yeah, dude, this is bad. And it starts off kind of slow. You know what I mean? Like it's a build up song kind of.
Okay.
Shield, I can see it now, like a picture in a frame.
Oh my God.
Blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. We could go back to those days when.
All right, so we're getting ready to kick off into the first verse here. I'll say the first verse, like the part of the song, like it's a roller coaster of emotions, Brandon. There's this song, dude. Like your song and this song to me walk hand in hand. No shit. I can't say anything about this song that you didn't already say about yours or we didn't already talk about. It's no bullshit. Like this song, it's not as twangy and in your face, I guess. You know what I mean? Like the Florida Georgia Line song was, but to me, it still meets that over the top, way over the top. Pandering limit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is bizarre. It's like it doesn't really have that sort of country music vibe to it. I get like a Toto knockoff from listening to this shit, and his fucking the way that he does his whoas, it's so cringy. This is weird. It's another a weird one.
Yeah, another thing that took me for a little loop, or not say a loop, I guess I was taken aback by it, I guess, was the echoey, breathy airishness of the background singers in this. And another tidbit of information, and just by looking at the fucking computer screen just now, I realized that Brad Paisley is supposed to be in this too. So,
oh shit. Okay. So we got a winner.
Yeah. So whenever I heard this on the New Year's Eve bash thing, he done it by himself. And I haven't heard this song since then. I've listened to it just a couple times before we got started here as a little refresher, but I didn't listen to all of it because I couldn't take it anymore. But evidently, we're going to listen to this together, I guess. Evidently, Brad Paisley is on this song too. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So it would be amazing if Brad Paisley managed to take it home for 2 years in a row.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be fucking incredible.
I don't know. I just don't know if this song will last. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot more shittier music out there than this one. It was just, there's just something weird and you know, it's pandering like a son of a bitch. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, the whole idea around this dude, it's so weird. And I'm not, and this is not any kind of racial slings or anything like that, but they put this man out on Front Street because he is black and he is a country music artist. You know what I mean? They've got him in a leather jacket, a cowboy hat, and this like red bandana under his cowboy hat. So he's street, but he's country too because he's black. It's weird. I don't know. It's just weird.
They're all excited about it. Like, oh my God, it's another Darius Rucker.
Right. There you go. Darius Rucker's coming into his own, making his own name for himself now. So they need another Darius Rucker, and Jimmy Allen, I guess, is it. I don't know.
Is he?
But anyway.
Is he?
I'm speculating here. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, here's some more of this shit.
The town was the whole world, and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when my dreams were there for chasing.
What?
Time was spent in the wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was a highway.
Pause it. What is it about country songs and Friday nights?
I don't know, dude. It's Friday nights. It's Saturday nights.
Both of our songs featured Friday, like the high, like their highlight of their lives being a Friday night. It's so stupid.
Everybody's working for the weekend, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the theme of the episode. And God damn it, was there a fucking line in there about chasing your dreams and shit? What the hell is going on in this country? It's so fucking retarded. I guess
freedom was a highway, Brandon.
It's poetic now, what? Too. That's fucking great. This guy is really reaching.
Yeah, I don't know what the storyline, from what I've gathered, the storyline is, you know, girls in summertime and
of course
the freedom. Yeah, the freedom of the summer and the highway and all that kind of shit. So I'm expecting like a breakup to happen somewhere in this before it's over with.
Yeah, and he's going to mention Jesus at one point, I'm sure.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
God damn it.
Let's find out. We're only a minute in, Brandon. We've got 3.5 minutes of this shit. Only a minute in. So
my song pissed you off the way that your song is pissing me off.
How long was your song, by the way?
It was 2.5 minutes.
Okay, so I'm just a minute longer than yours. So, and we're only a minute into this shit, so buckle up, okay?
Great.
Crosswind on a road no one was on.
Oh, wait a minute. We got Brad Paisley in here now.
And look, before we even get into it, freedom is a highway is a dumb fucking line. Like, I don't know how many times I've been on highways where I've been stuck in traffic and I wasn't able to go anywhere. It's not necessarily the most freeing experience.
Yeah, freedom's not a highway in West Virginia. I'm going to tell you that right now. I hate these motherfuckers, and it's not freedom.
Like, really, why wouldn't you mention, like, an old dirt country road or some sort of cliche bullshit like that? This isn't, like, the country version of Life is a Highway.
I was just getting ready to say that same thing. This is, so freedom is a highway, and so is life, evidently.
Yeah, and he wants to ride it, you know, some of the time. Not all night, but, you know, sometimes.
I don't know, man. It's weird.
At least on Friday nights.
Yeah, just on Friday. Yeah, just on Friday night. That's it.
What?
With our hands just singing along to.
What is that? What is going on with that background band?
Dude, this is like you hit the nail on the head, I think, when you said something about Toto a while ago.
Yeah, it's...
Since you've said Toto, that's all the fuck I'm hearing now. I'm hearing, like, Blessing the Rains down in Africa and shit now.
Right. It's like they got an African tribal choir to do the background vocals for this shit. I'm expecting fucking Rain Sticks to show up at any point during this country music song.
Yeah, I'm thinking that the recording studio is like a stadium. This feels like big band type shit. You know what I mean? Like they're all standing around. It's like huge room or a stadium or something. And I guess that might be the effect they were going for because, you know, freedom is a highway and the open road and all that bullshit. But anyway.
Yeah, but it's so, when you do that, it's really overproduced. and this song becomes very busy where you can't, I'm having a hard time focusing in on any particular aspect of it because there's so much going on that's distracting me.
Yeah, true that. Good point. You're stopping me too soon, man. You need to just power through this thing.
God damn you.
The hip-hop song. I wish I could rewind and replay when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with the song in the dark. I miss those days when my dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. And freedom was a highway.
Oh, that pussy little guitar that's coming in, like, after he's like, freedom's a highway, he's like, doo-doo-doo-doo, and then they go back in.
Dude, I swear to God, we're reading one another's minds tonight. I can't get a comment out before you fucking say it. I swear to God.
Holy shit.
I told you earlier, dude, this is like the stars aligned tonight for us, and this is the perfect fucking country music episode. These are practically the same goddamn song.
They kind of are.
Yeah, I mean, it's crap. I mean, now I will admit, I'm not a super huge fan of like Brad Paisley, but his music is tolerable to me because it's close to traditional country music. You know what I mean? And his voice to me is a little bit smoother, a little bit more seasoned. It sounds a little bit better. It's more pleasing to the ear than this Jimmy Allen fella. That's just my personal my personal opinion and preference, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because he definitely has a much more popish vocal
right
than what you would expect for the day. And when you said that he was an American Idol reject, I'm like, oh, this makes all the fucking sense in the world. This guy thought he could do the fucking Chris Daughtry thing or something and become this huge fucking deal. And, oh, I'll pay Brad Paisley to show up on this track and it'll make it legitimate.
Right. Like, they're putting this dude out. Like, when they're marketing this dude, they're putting this guy out on Front Street. Like, it's, what do they call it? Casual racism, I guess?
It's tokenism.
there you go. They're putting this dude out there on Front Street as this street edgy country dude. That man's wearing in the video on YouTube that I'm playing here, they've got this man in a fucking red do-rag and a cowboy hat and a leather jacket and chains and shit. Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know what to think about. Like, where's this guy from? You know what I mean? Like, he's got chains and a do-rag and a cowboy hat and this fucking biker leather jacket on. And,
well, I mean, I don't know, man. He's lived his life on the highway, dude.
I guess, man.
He's been everywhere.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway.
God damn it.
Anyway.
All right.
We got to power through it, man.
I guess
we do. It's almost repetitious at this point, I think.
Yeah, just a little
bit. I mean, I know it's a chorus and all that shit, and you hear it more than once, but I feel like this is the whole entire song is this. I don't remember anything that stuck out with the choruses and shit to make it, you know, any better. All I'm remembering is I feel like this chorus line is all we've been listening to this entire time. Like, I get lost in the song because it's just like one big noise, or I don't know. It's weird.
There he is, beating that dead horse. Get him!
I'll fix that in post. He is
beating a dead horse. All right. Anyway, Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley, I guess. So.
Oh, shit.
2 minutes in. Minute and a half left, Brandon. We can do it. I have faith in it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Freedom is a highway, damn it.
Yeah, is it?
Well, actually, it's not freedom is a highway. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. It's freedom was a highway.
Oh, okay, so now they're stuck in traffic.
I guess.
Yeah. I wasn't paying
attention. Now it's a prison. It's not freedom anymore. It's a prison. All right. Anyway, here we go. Here we go.
When you're 17 and driving, you don't think about the road running out. No.
No, you're worried about the weed you have in your pocket and not getting stopped by the law because your car smells like weed when you're 17, Jimmy Allen.
Now, I thought that this whole life is a highway thing or whatever the hell he's going on about was supposed to be this like deep sort of metaphor, but he's literally singing about the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, open highway.
This song, like it's going for every possible angle that it can, and it's missing at every fucking chant. Every single angle that it's trying for, it's like, oh, nope, it's gone.
Yeah, that's it, dude.
This is
fucking Jimmy Allen.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
This is something, all right.
All right, here we go.
You just keep your eyes on that horizon, because you're wrapped up in now.
Okay, real quick. I didn't hate that guitar solo until the very end when they started picking on the deedly deedlies right there. The guitar solo wasn't bad. Like, it was okay.
Well, that's like, you know, in my song, there were the guitar solo. I didn't think it was that bad, but it was cut extremely short. You weren't given much for that. You know, you heard the start of what could have been a good solo, but you didn't get to hear the rest of it. This is what happens when you actually get the chance to hear that entire solo, and it's so fucking stupid. Like, there were parts of, there were riffs within it that I was like, oh, okay, that's not bad. And then they tried to go for, like, a fast little sweep arpeggio, and it fucking sucked so hard. And I can't get over the rhyme scheme of keep your eyes on the horizon. Like, he didn't even...
I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, he even forced the word. So he changed the way you say horizon to rhyme with the word, to rhyme with on. So it's keep your eyes on the horizon.
I didn't even catch that. Good catch, Brandon.
It's what we do here.
Yeah. I missed that. I was stuck in the loop of the fucking chorus, dude. I don't understand. Like, I feel like this whole song is a fucking chorus.
Oh my god!
Like a time loop of "Freedom Is a Highway" or something. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, here we go. Oh, real quick, Brad Paisley is doing to Jimmy Allen what LL Cool J done to Brad Paisley. Brad Paisley is Jimmy Allen's hype man, dude.
Oh my god, that's fucking rich. So this is like a revenge fuck of a country song? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh my god, that's so fucking
Brad Paisley
great.
Finally gets to redeem himself and be a hype man for somebody else.
Yeah, and he's really forcing it hard. Those fucking notes he's hitting are something else.
Yeah, this is good. All right, this is the last 25 seconds, okay? So,
all right, let's do it.
I feel like they're going to stretch this out a little bit. So this might take 2 minutes to get through, but there's about 30 seconds left. So here we go. Oh, no, they didn't. I thought they were going to drag it out a little bit.
Oh, thank God they didn't.
That studio fade out right there wasn't bad, actually.
Yeah, that was the right way to end this song.
I was getting ready to say, dude, like that right there was how these songs are supposed to end. A real quick build up, you get it over with, you fade it out, and it's done. You don't drag it out.
Right.
I got to give them that. That's a point. For Jimmy Allen and Brad Paisley there.
Yeah, fuck them. Because you know when they do this shit live that this is one of those songs that they do drag that riff out for like the next
right,
two
Right, dude, how many times have we said, Jesus Christ, this song could have ended fucking 2 minutes ago.
It's literally almost every episode.
Right. That right there was the perfect fucking example of how the fucking songs in general are supposed to fucking end.
Like
I will give them that.
Like
I will give them that.
If we ever made a t-shirt for this show, it would just say, like, we could cut this song in half and it'd be better.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Put it on. I want that on a t-shirt, actually. Let's do that.
Oh, goddamn. We should consider that shit. But that's a post-podcast conversation.
Right. There you go.
Oh, God.
But that's what I got, Brandon. Jimmy Allen with Freedom Was a Highway featuring Mr. Brad Paisley.
God damn it, dude. That was something else. It's hard to wrap my mind around what I just listened to, because I'm still trying to figure out if it was actually a country song. Like, it sounds like Clay Aiken trying to do a country, like what he thinks country music sounds like. And if you just add like Brad Paisley into it, all of a sudden it's going to sound good. They think it's so fucking stupid. This is a tough one. This might be, like, you're right. You're right. This might be one of the most, like, evenly matched episodes that we've had on the show. I genuinely can't tell you which song was the worst one this week.
Now, I will say this, Brandon. Florida Georgia Line made me physically upset.
They did.
Like, I was visually, like, I was seeing red. Like, I was over here clenching teeth and, like, pointing at the camera, and I wasn't even looking at you. You know what I mean? Like, I was physically upset about that song. I just can't stand that type of country music. It just pisses me off. It irks me to no end. I just can't stand it. But the Jimmy Allen song, there's a weird sort of, I don't know. I mean, it has that real over-the-top pandering level like we talked about. It speaks on everything, and it touches base with every fucking thing that people can, you know, relate to. But there's the meaning behind it, what freedom is a highway, how it takes on so many different forms throughout the song, I guess is the whole point of it, but it's hard to follow. Because I swear to God, I felt like I listened to the chorus of that song for 3.5 minutes. I don't remember any key parts to the fucking main body, you know, verses of the fucking song. I really can't. Like, nothing stuck out to me except for the fucking chorus. Every time I would make mention of it, we were on the chorus. We were on the chorus. We were on the chorus. I don't know how many times we heard the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, I just lost count. Like, I got lost in the fucking song and the chorus and shit, because it felt like it was all one long fucking chorus. I probably said chorus about 7 times just now.
There he is, beating that dead horse. Get him!
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, God damn. Yeah, it's weird, man. But you know what? At least I got a full guitar solo with your song. I got teased with a fucking wannabe solo with Florida Georgia Line. So you know what? Fuck my previous opinion. I think I'm going to stick with my song as a shitty song this week.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna throw it up to the listeners, man. I don't even know where to go with this one. This could go either way.
It genuinely could. It really honestly could. And that's where you guys are important on this one. Go to our Twitter page over at Shitty Song Pod. Give us a follow if you want to. But if you don't, it's fine. You can still go and vote on which song you think is the shittiest song of this week. If you think Florida Georgia Line deserves to have the title, then by all means, vote for Florida Georgia Line. If you think Brad Paisley and what was his name? Jimmy Allen. Jimmy Allen, thank you. God damn it. Even his fucking name is forgettable. Everything about that song was so fucking horrible. Like, it's weird. It was like a bizarre experimentation on country music, and it was literally the musical equivalent to the Uncanny Valley. Are you familiar with what that is?
Yeah.
God damn it, dude! That was bizarre. You took me on a fucking trip tonight with that piece of shit.
Yeah, man. Like, it's a roller coaster of emotions. This show is, man. You never know what you're gonna get when you listen to this shit.
Oh, God damn it! Well said, sir. What? Well, that's going to call for today, guys. So, as always, this has been Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And until next time.
See ya.